That.
Ooh.
God doesn't come, he sends.
Yeah.
Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everyone. It's me again, Alicia Spears, formerly known as Alicia Pierre, Lish, or AP, here in the studio.
Yep. Well.
Well, on
makeshift.
The, you know.
We're on the road.
We're on the road show.
So, me and Tanner love to just, like, put random things in. So, like, when I just hit my foot and said, God doesn't come, he sends, I'm leaving that in there.
All right.
So, let's get this started and talk about the adventure we went on today. I lost one of my rings on this adventure. I'm a little bit choked about it, but that just means I need to buy another ring, which makes me a little bit excited. So tell the people at home where we went and kind of what happened, and we'll riff off that.
All right. So today, on this excellent week we're having, we went on a hike out into the Kananaskis area. Can't remember the name of the place. I think it's called Big Sheep
Falls. Something about Big Sheep. Yeah. There was a waterfall.
Yes. It was beautiful.
Yep.
So we drove there, and then on the way, there were a bunch of cows just grazing. Some were crossing the road. Mm-hmm. So we said, wow, this is kind of wild, but it was kind of cool. And that's how we started off, and we're going into the mountains. And then we went on what, as soon as we got out of the vehicle, we ran into some
Wayne people. And Christina Penhaligan. My old soccer coach from when I was like 11, and Wayne and John worked together at Suncor literally for like 20 plus years. They're just randomly there. They don't even live around here.
Yeah.
Super random.
Yeah. Pretty cool though.
Pretty cool. So big shout out to Wayne and Christine. Then we started walking down this trail to see the waterfall, and it was beautiful. But then we decided to go down, and I'm foreshadowing. We went down a pretty steep hill.
Very steep. And, well, a little sketch, but safe enough, but you know, we were all able and we said, let's do it. So we went down to the bottom of the waterfall where the river was kind of flowing and we sat and had a lovely lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids went and were throwing rocks and picking up sticks and such. And
butterflies were landing on my shoes.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. And then started to rain. Not only did it rain, it started to hail.
Yeah. So we hid under trees as the hail pelted.
Yeah.
But then we made the game day decision. Big shout out to Uncle Greg. He's like, I think we should try to climb this hill because it's not going to get any better.
Yeah.
And we did. And that hill turned into a mudslide.
Yes. It was kind of crazy.
And I don't like to get dirty, and I did. I was slipping and sliding all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I was not dressed appropriately, as per usual, for any outdoor activities.
Yes,
true. So my shoes were just, like, slick. And while I was slipping and sliding and grabbing, trying to get up this mud hill, I misplaced a ring. And it's, like, gone. So we get to the top. I clean myself off, washing ourselves, realize I lost my ring. That's okay. We make our way to the car then, and we hang out. The rain stops a little bit. The hail stops a little bit. Then we get in the car and we start to drive. Well, guess what happened? The hail came back.
Oh, hail, yeah.
Yeah. And then the car started to fog up because we didn't have the right buttons pressed. Oh, big shout out to Noral Toyota, by the way. We are cruising in my sweet 4Runner with awesome. The third row back
seating. It's been so cool. So we can all go on trips together. It's so nice.
Oh, the third row. So big shout out to Keith, because Keith was the one who was just like, you're going to appreciate this 4Runner in particular. That third row back seating, when I first got it, I was like, this is such a waste of time. I'm never going to use this third row.
I'm a family of three.
Yeah. And to say it's been like awesome to have all of us in that one vehicle.
Yeah.
Epic. So,
so nice.
That was a little interlude for Noral. So then we're driving, it's hailing, it's fogging up. Next thing we know, what do we hit?
The cows. All the cows.
No, we didn't hit the cow, though.
No, we didn't hit the cows. We didn't. That was a little aggressive. But all the cows were, like, running here and there, just going across the street.
Yeah.
And then we saw the cow. There was a cowboy and a cowgirl.
We're going to call them rangers.
Ranger, yeah. It was cool.
And they came with their sheep dogs.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, these dogs and, like, the two rangers on their horses are like moving around these cows, and we are on the road and we're in the herd as the cows are being herded.
Yeah.
And we became one of the herd, and we had to, like, you know,
had to wait kind of and then drive and wait and drive and wait.
Yeah.
But it was cool, and there were little baby calves going around, and
yeah,
it was pretty exciting.
It was. And I'd like to report there's not a single scratch or dent from the hail on the 4Runner from Noral Toyota. So big shout out to the universe for keeping my 4Runner in pristine condition.
The inside's a little muddy, but that could be.
Yeah, we'll clean the inside. Out. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, so it was great though. It was an adventure. Awesome adventure, and day two of wonderful.
Yeah. Now, the one part of the adventure that I don't know why we stuck around to like check out was when we first saw these cows. There was the two bulls, and they were going at it.
They were button heads.
And EK and Greg were sitting in the front seat, and they're just like, oh, cool, let's look at this. And we're like, why are we so close to this? And me and Alicia are in the back being like, we need to, like, get out of here.
Let's drive.
Let's drive. And so
then they said, you guys scared or what? And we're like, yes. Yeah. These are giant animals that can do some damage.
I'm just going to go on stereotypes for a second here. Like, you and I?
Yeah, no.
We ain't ever getting ourselves in situations where animals can attack.
No. Nope. Animals are there. Mm. See ya.
I look at all those shows about, like, when animals attack, and I'm just like, none of these people get attacked look like me.
It's true. I know what you're saying.
So, anyways, if a bull is fighting, you get out of the way. You don't, like, park up and be like, oh, let's see what happens.
And
when
you're, like,
literally, like,
Parked beside it. We were, like, this close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, those two, irresponsible, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was good.
That was the one part I wrote in my book, my journal, my adventure, my diary. I was just like, these two are crazy. Remind me never to go with animals around these two. So,
but it was awesome. That was
it was a fun,
exciting
adventure.
Trip. And then later today, we're going to go somewhere that is not in Fort McMurray. The TNT supermarket.
I can't wait to go to TNT.
There's a whole aisle of your favorite
poke sticks.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a poke stick is, you're missing out. It's my favorite Japanese treat. And I went to TNT in Edmonton a few months ago because I ran out of my matcha.
Yeah.
And then I went down there like convenience aisle
with like their snacks.
And I was just like, so much matcha.
Yeah.
But they had all these other, I don't even know what I'm looking at as far as snacks are concerned.
It's pretty exciting.
Oh, so exciting. So I am super pumped to go and get my treats.
Random treat of the day.
Yeah. I bought this random treat, a Japanese treat, last weekend on Keegan's last day of school from Holy Smokes in town.
Okay.
And I was just like, I don't even know what this is, but it's a Japanese treat. Like, I didn't know what I was getting. So, like, I opened the box, and then in the box, they had, like, individually wrapped, like, I don't know,
cookies.
Treasures.
Okay.
I still didn't know.
Oh, at this point. I gotcha.
And so then, like, I opened it up, and it was a cookie. It was, like, a biscuit with, like, a jelly/jam kind of filling, and it was just like one of the most light, delicious, like airy snacks I've had. I was just like, man, These Japanese treats are like bangers.
Yeah. When I was going through a tough time, I got a basket sent to me and it had mystery treats in it as well. And they're all in, like, they had like a hexagon box.
Right.
And they were cute. They all had cute little faces. Like they were all pandas or different like characters.
Yeah.
And yeah, the cookie itself is very light, like a light airy cookie.
Yeah.
And the one I had like chocolate in it.
Oh.
It was like a melty, kind of melty chocolate, not syrup, but not hard chocolate, somewhere in between. It was delicious.
Nice.
Nice little treats. And then another one had, it was a similar one, but it had like strawberry, like a strawberry flavor inside.
Nice. I like my treats.
Yeah.
If you follow me on Facebook, I am grateful for treats very often.
Yes.
So I need to do a gratitude video today. I'm grateful I made it out of the hailstorm.
That was crazy.
That was funny.
That was one of the craziest storms I've like driven through.
I've never been outside like without any form of cover.
Oh yeah.
With hail. Like I've been in cars, I've been in my house. I've never literally been like in a place where I'm like, I've never been pelted by hail. Yeah. And we got hit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got dinged up.
Yeah.
Like, I had to take off, like, I was wearing sunglasses, and I had to take them off. Because I was just like, man, one of these things might, like, hit this sunglass and scratch or shatter.
So you'd rather it hurt your eye?
Well, because when I was walking up the hill, I had my head down
trying to
I don't know what you call it. Like, I wasn't just climbing.
Yeah.
I was like, I was a billy goat trying to get up this mud slide.
I clotheslined myself because I was wearing a hat and didn't see it. I was right into a tree branch.
It was a real life adventure.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and Keegan and Lily are going to remember it for literally the rest of their lives.
Keegan,
they were terrified at certain points.
Keegan at one point said, "Hey, Auntie, did you know it's way more fun to climb in real life than it is in a video game?" It's like, yes, I did know that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Now, on that note, we're going to throw to an ad before the end. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie, from Patchouli Rose for sponsoring the videos. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. All right. Now, there's something that you said right before we started filming, which I can't let slide. And I hope you get dinged up on the internet for this one.
Okay.
And it doesn't come to me.
All right.
But what kind of animal doesn't enjoy pizza crust?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Like, is this like a new thing or has this been like your life? Because I feel if we were around the dinner table and you didn't eat your pizza growing up, mom and dad would have something to say.
No,
about
like
it.
I eat.
And then like I would have been like, if you're not eating it, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
So well, like this must be like new.
No, no. Like I like pizza. I love pizza. And yeah. I will eat pizza crust.
Okay.
But like when I, let's say if I were making pizza, like I try to get the sauce all the way to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's basically no pizza crust.
Oh.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, of course. But, like, it's still crust.
Well, you get, like, a little bit of
and
crust.
And I, like, when I make my pizza, like, but I still like to, like, roll. I like the crust.
No. It's, like, too doughy, too chewy, too much extra. Like, I just want the pizza part of the pizza. Like, the saucy,
it's
pepperoni,
so
cheesy deliciousness.
I know we're related, but sometimes I'm just like, who is this stranger?
I eat it, but like I said, it's not my favorite. So if I'm getting full, this is what I was saying. If I'm getting full, I'm like, not today, pizza crust.
Yeah. So I'm going to get us in trouble.
Oh, no.
So we're not filming at the studio. We're out and about.
Mm-hmm.
And like I did prior to have socks on when we were, you know,
yeah.
But like, I didn't grow up wearing socks.
Yeah.
And we're in a house. And so I don't have any socks on. And neither do you.
No socks.
And so GP is not going to be...
Sorry, Dad.
Very impressed with this. But I was just like, I need to point it out and put us on blast before he just puts us on blast. Yeah. So no socks. Who wears socks in your house? Come on.
I don't know.
What are we doing
I like
here?
To have a nice temperature. So, you know, well, growing up, our house was so warm that you could just wear shorts all year round.
All year round.
So that's how I live my life.
Yeah. And when it's
Now it's a little cooler, so I can, like, I wear pants, but I can still rock a t-shirt in the house and feel comfortable. Yeah. I just like to be comfortable.
Speaking of not comfortable, but fashion accessories.
Okay.
Segue.
Yeah, nice segue.
I hardly ever on this show wear my glasses.
Oh, yes.
But... the reason I put them on in particular
is because
you
wanted to be cool like your sister.
Yeah, I want to be cool like my sister. I'm thinking about getting some new frames. I love these ones. I just need an additional frame.
Okay.
So I was contemplating getting roughly the same ones, but with clear, like the clear frame.
Yeah.
Translucent.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I go to a certain place in Edmonton, but you were telling me about a shop today. Tell the people at home what it's
about. Yeah, so I shop online on Zenni. It's called Zenni, Z-E-N-N-I. And they're wonderful. You can get very cheap, affordable frames and also the lenses. Because some of the online stores, you're like, oh, this is a steal of a deal. And then by the time you put the lenses, you're like, oh, well, this I might as well just go to the store.
That's right.
But I got two pairs for $40 with lenses, and
I am
basically blind.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, it's like it's good, and they have like such a great variety, and they have some crazy things too.
Yeah,
like some glasses, I'm like,
what are we doing?
Whoa,
here?
That's outrageous. But hey, there's somebody that's buying it.
Yeah,
because why else would they make it? You know,
my thing more than anything else is like I want to try it on and see how it looks on my face. But you were saying there is like a way, a virtual,
virtual
way to do it.
It's like,
so we're going to have
to virtual try on or something.
I will go on the website and I'll go through this process with you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie.
You probably won't.
I'm probably just going to go and buy it from the places.
So mom, I got her on it. So she got some cool glasses and she needs like you can get bifocals and stuff, but she got prescription sunglasses on there. You can get so much cool things.
What's the turnaround time on this?
Like a few days, a week.
Really?
Yeah, like very quick.
Okay, we might have to look into this.
And I only found out about it because when my daughter Lily was little, one day she just, you know, babies like glasses. She took my glasses and hucked them across the room.
Yeah.
They broke in half, and I was like, oh, this is the worst. And I was just, I mentioned to my friend, and she said, oh, have you heard of Zenni?
Yeah.
And I said, no. And her husband has been using them forever, and I guess the prices have gone up a little bit.
Yeah.
But, he used to buy, the glasses, and they were, $5, $10. So he would just be like, all right, I would like to get a variety pack.
You know what I should do?
Yeah.
For the festival I'm going to.
Try it out.
Utilize them for the festival.
Yeah, and see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's like inexpensive enough that you can try something new.
Yeah. Because I like the place I go to is awesome and I love these glasses. And anyways. But I can assure you these cost a heck of a lot more than
$20. Yeah.
So.
Just saying.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, on that note, we're not going to run into a 25-minute another podcast episode. So before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. So today I want to shout out myself. I have a small business called Heartfelt.
Oh.
And, maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow, but I'm going to expand what I do. So check me out. It's Heartfelt Calgary. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. And I'd like to hear from you guys to see what you think and what you think I should expand into.
There we go. I thought you were going to shout yourself out like Snoop Dogg when he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll show it. It's not appropriate to even, but it's hilarious. Snoop Dogg shouting himself out when he got the star is hilarious. Anyways, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. I do appreciate it. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.
Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.